אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My name is Dr. Ran Porat from the Australian Center for Jewish Civilization at the Monash University.
Dr. Ran Porat, I wanted to talk to you about the visit of the Israeli President Reuven Rivlin in Australia. I think first we should start with the role of the president in Israel.
Well, the president has mostly a symbolic role in Israel. I think it was early days of the Israeli state that it was formulated as a sort of do not interfere role. The famous quote by the first president, Chaim Weizmann, who was a sort of arch enemy of the Prime Minister Ben-Gurion, was that the only place where I'm allowed to put my nose is my handkerchief. sort of a stay away position, sort of symbolic non-interfering role. On the other hand, the president does have administrative and role or influence that is critical in several areas. For instance, the president can exonerate prisoners, can reduce their sentence. The president receives foreign diplomats when they come into the state as new ones, goes to meet with heads of state, goes on trips abroad, like he's about to or already arrived in Australia, to increase Israel's influence and improve its relations with foreign nations. And recently, what's become really important and sort of controversial is the role that was supposed to be technical in deciding who would be the next member of Knesset or person after an election to create a government. In the past, that was mostly technical duty. The president would just meet with the representatives of the various parties and the person with the most support would get the role, the job of creating a government. But in recent times, especially after following the two previous elections, there's no one particular person, neither Benny Gantz nor Benjamin Netanyahu, that can actually form a government. They don't have the majority of Knesset members. So this calls for a problem, because this calls for some sort of political maneuvers or some sort of assistance from the president to be able to form a government, and if the time elapses, you know, will be another election. So that sort of increases the importance of that particular job the president has.
And we are talking to Dr. Ran Porat, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Ran Porat, what can you tell us about President Reuven Rivlin?
The first thing that comes to mind is that he's a popular president. And keep in mind that in the past we had some very popular presidents like Shimon Peres or Yitzhak Navon, but some problematic ones like Moshe Katsav. So he was able to continue the trend that Peres started of rehabilitating that position, that distinguished position of president. He's very liked in Israel, not only because of his famous sense of humor and his political candor, also because he is considered not too political at this stage. He's considered that he has successfully adopted the idea of Mamlachtiyut, which is sort of like everybody's president. He supports human rights. He defends minority rights, particularly Israelis who are Arab citizens of Israel. And he's not considered someone who is out to get anyone, more like a protector of people. So in that respect, he is worthy of all praise. And he's avoided, as a president, many pitfalls or many political dramas, despite that being put on the spot following the elections. He maintained that sort of mamlachtiyut idea.
Dr. Ran Porat, we know that Rivlin is a nationalist. He was with the Likud party. As a president, does he express his political views?
I think he sort of, in a smart way, avoids being too open about it. And although everybody, I think, is aware, or most people are aware of his right-wing affiliation, he's been able to steer himself into sort of the middle ground of Israeli public life by avoiding that, specifically in his support of Arab Israelis, or even defense of their rights and his criticism against, for instance, Prime Minister Netanyahu when he sort of attacked Arab Israelis or or did not speak highly of them. So his political views are known, but he's respected in Israel and outside as someone who does not let those political opinions come in the way of becoming sort of a central figure.
And we're talking to Dr. Ran Porat, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Dr. Ran Porat, many consider the visit as an historic visit. I only remember the visit of Chaim Herzog, was the other president in Australia, and also Moshe Katsav. So we had two presidents previously visiting Australia. What do you think the visit will contribute to the relationship between Israel and Australia?
First, it's important to know that Rivlin was here in 2001 as the head of Knesset, or the chairman of the Knesset. I think this visit is highly important, or very important, because it's a continuation of consolidating the good relations that have even developed further over the last few years of reciprocal nature. Not only was Netanyahu here in 2017, but also Prime Minister Turnbull was in Israel on the occasion of the Be'er Sheva battle. And Rivlin was on his way here 4 years ago and had to, in the last minute, to cancel. So Rivlin's visit is a manifestation, a presentation of those good relations. And he does not come only as a symbolic gesture, which is also very, very important, but also it comes with ideas, with the people accompanying him, with the statements, with the media covering his visit, which is also a good high-profile reflection on the good relation between the two states. So I think it's the actual visit, the high-profile visit, is a major contribution to the ongoing good relations between the two countries.
Dr. Ran Porat, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.